Ainsley Hall finished pouring a beer, pushing the tap back, then glancing toward the tavern door. Curious who could have captured the attention of 62-year-old retired Marine and hardcore lesbian Marin. Because Marin didn't do guys. Period. Then Ainsley saw him. "Hello, Thor," she murmured under her breath. "Jesus Christ." "Right?" Marin replied, with a deep, raspy laugh that said the waitress should at least try to curb her two-pack-a-day habit. Ainsley let her gaze slide down the guy. It took a while because he was so tall. Then back up again, grateful for the unexpected eye candy. "He must be lost," Ainsley said, when the man hovered in the doorway of Mick's tavern. She followed the direction of his gaze, even though she knew exactly what he was seeing. Ainsley had grown up in this place, her dad the owner and namesake. Some people would probably think it was cool having a dad who owned a bar. And if her dad had owned one of those upscale, ritzy waterfront bars on the Inner Harbor, she would have agreed. But Mick Hall owned this piece of shit in the middle of Cherry Hill, one of Baltimore's less than desirable neighborhoods. Mick's tavern was the stereotypical dive, with too dim lighting, windows covered with thin curtains that used to be white but were now yellowed with age and dust, sticky linoleum flooring that was torn in too many places, booths and chairs upholstered in cheap plastic, many of which were cracked with the stuffing coming out. The place didn't just need a facelift to be habitable. It needed to be completely gutted and rebuilt.